episode of Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link. truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
Be told, episode number 46. Top of his head, top of his head. Possibly making drinking. Can you believe it? You're listening to Be Told.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
Back to Be Told, episode number 46. On the date today will be the 12th of January 2020. I just got to double check on that one.
Let's have a look here. I don't wear glasses and I'm 61 years of age. Can you believe it? I'm looking at really tiny print. And is the, let's have a look, January the, I can't even read that. Sorry. It's the 12th, Monday the 12th. 100% correct, as usual. Even though I've been told by my son, who just flew out from Port Macquarie back home to in Melbourne, and then he's flying off to Japan. Fantastic. And if you listen to, I think it was Rick and Rollo episode number 63, we did on, Saturday night, you actually get to hear the booming voice, no doubt about who his father is, that's for sure, of my son Norbert, this is his pseudonym, Norbert. He talked to psychologist Joel and Rollo, which was never, well, the Rollo part was possibly more dangerous, but fantastic. It was a fairly good show, and I think Joel, like Jar-El, the father of Superman, Jor-El. Jor-El is putting it out very shortly, I would say. On Fakeologist, oh, sorry. On truthmeets.com. Now, I just listened to, last night, October 2024 show that I did. And I'm telling you now, I just constantly repeat myself. Just like, ding, 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 ding. Alan Watt. But I do it because, I'm telling you, if you, those people out there have never done a show before, if you're talking to a hot mic, coming up with stuff off the top of your head, and you don't censor yourself or cut things out, you just speak. And often I'll repeat myself, and I was talking about exactly the same thing I probably talked about pre-New Year's Eve last year. 2025, about dogs, a client's dogs running around, defecating, etc. I repeated myself, and I would hazard a guess, if you go back to, you'd be able to go back 8 years of me repeating myself about probably the same stories, about my anti-firework stance, which I have, 100%. But also, I keep getting emails from this very odd, but he's a regular listener, so I can't complain about that. JF1 in Canada, mentioning my the noise from when I'm drinking, the ice and swallowing noises. Well, bad luck. I'll just say that. Because if you were sitting here with me in my house, my beautiful house,
It could be do with some renovations, etc. You'd hear the same noises. So you're actually getting a live recording of me as it is, as it was, as it will always be, having a few drinks after a fairly busy day of work, which I did today. A fairly busy day of work. Now, I've come on to the BTOC to keep, as I'm telling you, I'm going to keep doing these shows more often than the Fakeologist, because I didn't do one on the Fakeologist this week, but Ab came over and he was on our show for a whole long time, so I didn't need to go over there. Oh, last night, yeah. I did a Bongversation, episode number 53, I think. Yeah, and it's about iodine. The 53rd, can you believe, though, the 53rd demon in that book, whatever that book is about demons, I forget the name of it, typical at the moment. I have to swallow some kind of anecdote. I have to swallow some kind of antidote to losing your memory. Probably fish oil. But we talked about iodine and Cameo. A really good show. Also, the show that Rick and Rollo did on episode number 63 on Sat Night. Fantastic show, as far as I can remember, and it's never a good thing. We talked about God knows what. I'll just say that, God knows what. But anyway, I've been the most important thing we can talk about now is this is the new year, 2026, and I did a show last Wednesday, I think it was, or probably Tuesday or Wednesday last week, so I've already kept you up to date about the snake in the house, the dangerous reptiles. Now, interesting that you've heard about the reptilian agenda. Well, I've got reptiles out the front of my house and at the back of my house now controlling me to feed them. Yes, they do. I've got a team of lizards. Is that what they call it? A collective noun for lizards? I'll call it a scowl of lizards because they sit there looking at me like, can we have that? Can we have the fish food? Because you've got no fish and we know there's food in that little container of fish food. Can we have it, please? And they actually literally sit there every time I come walking back up my stairs. They must hear the diesel motor pulling in. They go, here he comes. Here's that useless eater coming in here to, he's shutting the door. Useless eater that we've got in control. We're in control of him now. He's only got one cat. He's got no fish. He'll give us the rest of that fish food. And guess what I do? I throw it at them and they don't scatter or anything. I just sit there letting it rain over the top of them and they scuttle around eating it. I said to my other son who's coming back here tomorrow to look after the house while I'm away, I'm going to buy some more fish food, but can you feed the lizards? Feed lizards. The lizards have now, I'm in control of the reptilians, be told 100%. And they're such cute creatures, lizards and snakes, but I'd rather have the lizards than the snakes. And I hope that actually, if I feed them enough, they'll actually go out and eat any baby snakes that are roaming around my property. There you go. Now, most importantly, anyway, we're getting back into the show, Be Told show. The agenda, what's going to happen this year? Now, we've already had what's that country, Iran's erupting in protests about blah, blah, blah. Minneapolis erupting about the ICE shooting, blah, blah, blah. Bondi Junction. Look, if you go to the winner in Sydney and switch on to 2GB, and I'll say it again, I had the numbers up the other day, and it's an incredibly powerful number, 2GB, which is allegedly named after Giordano Bruno, the head of the Theosophist cult leader, or one of their heroes. 2GB. Now, GB adds up to 9. If you add another 2 to that, what's that number? 11. But 873 is their broadcast number, which adds up to 9. Every single AM station adds up to 9. Every one of them, 2KY, 2UE,
if you've got the knowledge out there, how you can add up numbers, just using the simple alphabet. That's a really simple way of adding up numbers and turning numbers into letters into numbers. So we got 9 and 11 with 2GB. Extremely powerful, just like I go on about this, and I'll keep talking about it, Westpac, and I'm looking at it right now. That is not a W. That is three separate, the three nails. It's what would you call it? Also I've already talked about this before, but I'll repeat myself, and I'm quite happy to do so. It's the, trident. It looks awfully like the Phoenix Rising. Incredibly powerful logo. Now, I listened to a guy the other day talking about the language of the elites, and it is all symbology. And symbology is an easier name than what it's actually called if you actually study the symbols or the language of symbols. It's way more complex. And there's a there, 100,000,000%, be told. Anyway, what I am going to talk about though tonight is, again, what's going down in the news. And again, you got Donald Trump, who is, again, as Rollo, the biggest groupie to Donald Trump ever. And plus a lot of other friends I've got, they love Donald Trump because he says exactly what he says and means what he says. And it's just entertaining to have an actual politician that's not lying to you, that's telling you exactly what he's going to do. People get upset about that, especially the blue hair, green hair, purple hair types. You're guaranteed. But he offhandedly said, he goes, Willem, we're going to take over Greenland. It's off the top of his head. And I suddenly thought, Greenland. Now, I've always said, this is one thing I've always said, why would they call a land covered in ice Greenland? Obviously, yes, it was green years and years and years ago. But I say it's more than that. No. It's way more than that. The anti-Donald Trump sentiment over here is just incredible because of Australia is literally crawling with lefties. They're everywhere. We've got older ones, you know, like they say that if you haven't become, conservative, after 40, that you're mentally ill. Guess what? That's happening. There are so many old, people that are still, you know, clutching their, marijuana laced, worry beads. And going on about how Donald Trump's going to destroy us, and crying away, just fucking pathetic, absolutely pathetic. But I'm telling you, if he decides and does go and do something on Greenland, this is going to be the thing that's going to spark the demise of the USA, which has to happen according to all the narratives. It's got to go. You cannot have a giant, powerful country where you've got freedom of speech, and I don't think you've got freedom of speech in America. Well, you've got more than we have, but it's going to go. And I reckon that Greenland is coded with green go. This is the end. Boom. If he does it, there's going to be enough sentiment globally to have the demise of America. I mean, we've got Iran at the moment. Apparently, there's huge protests there and Look, honestly, I stay out of the stuff, but I do casually observe what's going down. And I say that this is just part of – everything's fitting in with the agenda, 1,000,000%. The agenda is – it's so clever how they've done this too, you know, and they've – like I was just thinking about, I was listening to the UK Colm Gollum. I was thinking about that today too. There. Colm Gollum. And the Colm is the, you know, the, just like the, 2001 Space Odyssey's, giant, rectangles. The columns are part of the ancient, Babylonian signals, the rockets that you saw going up, you know, Saturn V, et cetera, all giant columns. You've got Nelson's Column in England. Columns are everywhere. So anyway, the UK Column podcast, very good show, but I'm considered. What do I say that for? I'm considering that what's going down is part of this agenda. So what's happening? UK Column has Dellingpole, James Dellingpole. It's also got that guy that I've been, again, shouting out a bit, Germ Warfare from South Africa. All bets are off. All bets are off. Germ Warfare. Saying and talking about stuff that you would only have heard on three shows. Hoaxbusters Call, Fakeologist.com, IPS, Infinite Plane Radio, or Infinite Plane Society. There were few shows talking about, you know, fakery and this and that, but all of a sudden the UK Column, a huge show in the UK that's been on for some time, probably 20-something years, they're talking about the same exact stuff, you know, and they had that guy, their latest show that Germ Warfare's interview. I don't know if it's his latest show, but he's bringing up that same guy that says the moon, about the moon hoax. Not the moon hoax, but the moon landing hoax. Bart Simpson. There. And then Bart Sobrell starts saying that, you know, the Chinese footage is actually real. They actually are on the moon, but the American footage was wrong. This is, I kid you not, on a huge, big show. Bart Sobrell is saying that the Chinese footage, they've actually got up there. They've got a lunar lander roaming around, and it's actually accurate. It's actually real. Now, I'm going to tell you now, no one's been up there. No one has been up there, but there's some very strange things going on up there. If you look on Facebook and look at those people who've got high power, is it P9 or P20, whatever the number is of the Sony camera, aimed at the moon, including like, what's his name? Crow 777. You know, he's filmed the lunar wave, he calls it. You know, and there's been a lot of people, there's a lot of fight back about that, that it's just, a vibration on the stand of his camera. It's a this, it's a that. I'll just tell you now, I've spent a lot of time looking up in the sky, and there are some weird things going on up there. And there's a couple of guys on Facebook that have just got high-powered telescopes, and they filmed just a region of space, and I'm putting italics there, or parenthesis, or quotation marks, but I'm actually holding my 5G phone, frying my fingers at the moment, so I can't do it. But there is, and I've seen them with my own eyes that I own myself personally, lying down and around Christmas time. This, you know, usually the cousins are here and kids and cousins. Not this year. I know, kind of before Christmas, but we go outside and look up in the sky because we've got absolutely perfect sky vision here. We've got the full Milky Way, absolutely in its full glory. When I get out of my van on Friday nights after driving from the Whitties to Sydney, I get out and I just go, fucking hell. I have to say that. Sorry about that. But I have to say, you know, or say far out or whatever. It's just a magnificent display of the stars. Now, if you sit there and focus on a certain region, you'll see things moving around up there. And then something's going on up there. I cannot explain it. And I'm not talking about weather balloons hurtling past like satellites meant to be. I'm talking about things moving, joining together and spreading apart, or little flashing lights. It's just incredible. I can't explain it. There's something up there, though. So it's not just all air and weather balloons. There's some very strange stuff going up there. On up there, sorry. It'd be as old. But anyway, back to Greenland. Now, if Donald Trump, who has polarized the entire planet, that you either love him or you hate him, there is no in between. I actually would identify as being in between. I don't hate him. I enjoy every time he upsets a blue-haired whatever,
male or female. I can't tell. But there's a there. And he's absolutely fantastic at doing that. But this is part of this whole agenda. America has to go. And that's been talked about since 1936 in the meeting at Lapstone and kind of the weather is out, it's just out of Sydney, actually, towards the Blue Mountains, where they had the Royal Institute of International Affairs had their meeting in 1936 or 37, whatever it was. And they discuss about what's going to happen the next 100 years. And I'm telling you, it's all happening. It's all happened or happening right now. So the big there. And I'm just going to mute for a little bit and I shall be right back. Be it all.
No matter what you say,
you're listening to another conversation
or your preoccupation
on truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now on with the conversation.
The art of conversation.
Oh, but Beetle 46. I can remember that much. On Monday the 12th, if that's what I can see, and I have to go and look again, really. Yeah, no, it's the 12th. The Monday the 12th. No, it's Tuesday the 3rd. Oh, for fuck's sake. It is Tuesday the 13th of... Can you believe it? I'm telling you. Mind you, I wanted to come on here about 2 hours ago and I got home after working all day and I opened up about 3 or 4 beers and I was extraordinarily tired. So therefore, and I cannot see, because I lost my lunar calendar, I have to buy a new lunar calendar when I can find one, which is a much bigger printing. And so I'm looking at this tiny little advert for a real estate agent. And I'm not joking, because I said I'm 61. How I can see that is a miracle. So it's Tuesday the 13th. But why would I have thought it was Monday? Oh, fucking hell. Honestly, and it's just all happening. Do I need to go and see somebody? No, I don't, because they would just make it even worse. Can you imagine going and seeing someone saying, I'm forgetting about this? They put me on Parkinson, some kind of medication, guaranteed. I don't need that. I just need to take more observances about what day it is. It's this time of year too. Can you remember what day? This is apparently the most famous era is January is the dead month for so many countries. It's too cold in Britain. I saw a very funny gag on Viz Comic about January land, this land you can go and visit, like a Disneyland. It's everything's in January and it all closes at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Nothing's remembered. You can't remember anything. Very funny. But that's exactly what January is about. It's like you're not supposed to be able to remember anything because you're meant to be relaxed and on holiday to restart the new year and go back into the cycle of this boring fucking Monday to Friday and weekends, Monday to Friday, weekends. The thing that I've been doing to us for many years, be told. But I'm getting old and... what's it? Getting old, getting grey, worn out, and paid. It's happening, to be told. Anyway, so, Donald Trump and what's coming down the pike or pipe. Now, are they going to exterminate a whole lot of people? Well, like I told you last week, last Wednesday, they're kind of implying that. I heard another show on germ warfare, or was it? No, actually, it wasn't. It was... William Ramsey, fantastic older show, or it might have been a newer show. No, it was an old show of my absolute favourite of all time, that American guy, whatever his name is, who just died last year. Why can't I remember his name? Obviously, I've got some serious issues. Because I was actually listening to it. It's William Ramsey's latest 4 shows. He repeats Keith Hansen's amazing show. But it's not actually, I'll tell you why I can't remember it, because it's actually not called the show that he was calling it. He's got 3 different shows that he did. And this came out in 2025. And he's interviewing
a guy and they're talking about what's possibly going to happen, how long is it going to take, when's it going to happen. And it's, to me, it seems to be all fitting into place right now in 2026. And Alan Watt also said that ding, 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 2026 is going to be some serious issues. I had, to be honest, one of the greatest, apart from not being 100% healthy and having high blood pressure for a while, it was a really good year when I look back on it. I'll look back on 2025 as being a fantastic year. I'm just going to tell you the name of the show. It's UK Column, been listening to that one. And IPS, I've been listening to a few of those. It's beep, 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 beep. We're all the way down the bottom here. I've got William Ramsey. Oh, no, it's Visigoth's pseudonym, but they called something completely separate, but it's called The Magicians of Mutability, The Semiotics of September the 11th. The Magicians of Mutability, The Semiotics of September 11th. And it's the Collins brothers. Now, I'm telling you now, those Collins brothers, Phil and whatever is the other brother's name, those guys are up there with the best I've ever heard. The Collins brothers are, they're using words that, I mean, I'm not, you know, if you listen to the show, you'd probably know that. I'm not a, what's the word for it, an academic by any standard of the word. I'm very much a, like the equivalent of a butcher who just listens to things. And like, as I said last week, the best people you can talk to, butchers, always fantastic. Cleaners, I will recommend as well. And painters. Cleaners and painters. But Visigoth, Keith Hansen, who passed away last year, RIP, at 72 or thereabouts, 12 years older than me. I bet you he's the year of the dragon as well, like me. I'm telling you now, there's a big there with this year thing with the Chinese horoscope. And if you've listened to the last show, you'll hear me talking about that biblical reference that the ankle of the horse will be bitten by the snake. And by coincidence, you know, I had a snake in the house that a day before or whatever. I'm lucky I don't own a horse. Although, I do own horses, because if the AI is listening, they'll keep sending me adverts for horse food, which are completely ignored by me. So, yes, I do own two horses, and I've got 18 children. That's for the AI records out there. Anyway, Ramsey's doing some really good stuff. Now, the fact that he reshares Visigoth stuff, even though those shows that he's now repeating are not Visigoth, they're under another name, but you just go to William Ramsey, and I think he's like one of the fifth or sixth biggest podcasters out there, way under Joe Rogan. I'll speak about Joe Rogan in a minute, actually, because I just listened to a terrific interview with a fakeologist and Mr. E. Up until a certain thing starts happening again, they'll start saying that Joe Rogan's a woman. Look, anyone that understands, like Joe Rogan actually, apart from being a very smart guy, he might be short, but a lot of guys are short, and a lot of women are tall. But so this doesn't mean they're women or men, vice versa or whatever. But Rogan interviews Dave Lee Roth in a couple of shows, which are absolutely fantastic. And Ab sent them. I think he did send them to me. Dave Lee Roth, apart from the fact he's a living car crash at the moment live, and he's actually going to undertake a huge tour in America this year, the guy cannot sing anymore. He looks terrible. He's, oh, dear, oh, dear. But he is so entertaining, and he's the guy that said, one of my favourite quotes, that money doesn't buy happiness, but it will buy you a yacht big enough to cruise right along next to it. And I thought, man, that is so fucking funny and accurate. Doing something you're not meant to do, but apparently good for you if you're a conspiracy theorist. So, yeah, so I listened to this fantastic show because Mr. E has got one of the best voices. He sounds genuine. He's just got a great voice, got a great laugh. He's a smart guy, obviously. He's a musician as well. But wait, soon as they start bringing up that particularly Rogan, who actually did UFC and can fight, right, women cannot deal with – if he was a woman, he would never have gotten the ring at that level because he wasn't fighting when he was fighting. Guaranteed. Mike Tyson is a male. Everything about him screams, apart from his the fact that he talks like this. Forget about a speech impediment. The guy's body is all male. But yet these people that say this, you know, the transgender agenda people, what they're doing, it's a very simple equation, and I'm going to kind of tie this in with what I was about to talk about before with the UK column. They've got really crucial information on their show, but all of a sudden one of them will start bringing in a random, like Bart Sabrell, who is bullshitting. He's right, yeah, they didn't go to the moon, but the Chinese also haven't been to the moon, Bart, sorry. He also kind of validates that satellites and everything are real and they actually were in space, they just didn't get quite there, etc. So what they're doing here is roping you in with really good information and then bringing in some imbecile, an imbo, not an imbecile, but a very clever distraction and causing it sort of muddying the water. And so the same thing is with Mr. E. There's obviously a transgender agenda. And yes, a lot of the women are males, but the males that he's saying are females, if they're fighting in the ring, particularly Tyson and Joe Rogan, no. These are males, and their body structure could not have even been remotely successful if they were females actually getting in the ring. It just does not happen. It can't happen. The male is the superior physically. Sorry. Yes, there's a lot of soy boys out there and kids that have been fed the wrong foods that are all weak and, you know, pathetic. But even them, in the ring against an actual woman, if push come to a shove, they'll win because they're naturally stronger. So Mr. E, unfortunately, ties in with what I'm saying with the UK column at the moment. Great information, but a bit of crap mixed in just to make it ruin your reputation if you shared that to any of your semi-awake friends out there. Because they are semi-awake. A lot of them are semi-awake. So So Frank was on the show, so I'll give it put an extra point. So 7 out of 10 for the Mr. E interview, but I really enjoyed it. Up until he starts mixing in this rubbish about Joe Rogan being a woman. Absolute load of old cobblers, I be told. Now, I'm just going to look at my notes here, which I have been randomly taking. Oh, actually, this is a completely stepping to the side here and talking about something different. Flowers and picking them and putting them in your house and florists and things like that. There's so many people spend all this money picking flowers or spending money on flowers. You can, over here anyway, in most countries I would say, you've got these beautifully coloured plants that have got leaves all over them. You can just grab a handful of them and stick them in a jar and they'll last with water. You have to put water in it. I've got a bunch of the stuff at the moment. I'll stick a photo on the Rick and Rollo site. These beautifully multicolored leaves of a tropical type plant. I've had them in the water here for 4 weeks, which is just before Christmas, and they are still just as radiant as they were before. And I remember a really funny thing that amused my ass off years ago. There was apparently a famous British artist or whatever in the 18th century who said, Mr., you know, wouldn't it have been the old homosexual that wrote all those funny, great plays. It was some famous artist anyway, and they said, Mr. So-and-so, why don't you got beautiful flowers outside your house? Why don't you pick them and put them inside? And he goes, Madam, I love children as well, but I do not cut their heads off and stick them in jars. And I thought that was that was funny. That amused me because the flowers blooming on a tree, you don't need to rip its head off. You can just leave it and appreciate it outside. You don't need to kill it to appreciate its beauty. But leaves you can bring inside, which I've done successfully. So I don't know why I stuck that on my notes, but that's the kind of guy I am. A UK column, Gollum. Yeah, I've mentioned that before. Today I was at a job. Do you want to really get old? And this is going to fit in with the elites here. Do you really want to get old if you're going to lose your faculties? Now, I was at a job this afternoon. Even though this couple have moved from England and got away from the horror of what London's doing, she's from the south of London, he's from the east of London, and they are retired here in the most beautiful, expensive, they've retired from Sydney, the Whitties, so they've got a lot of money. Their house in Sydney would have probably been worth, in the millions. So they bought the equivalent over here where I live, and built this huge, huge, beautiful house, brand new, on this beautiful block of land. It's just absolutely magnificent. It's just it's one of the nicest houses I've been into. And that's saying something. But they're on the – so her husband's at the moment – so this is the thing. When you get old, everything falls to pieces, and even your friends, and something goes wrong with you. Your mother that's still alive in England, they've got cameras on their mother's house, so they're watching her to try and, because she refuses, like, I will. I'm not going into an old folks home. It's not going to happen. I'll blow my own, no, I won't say that, blow my own trumpet, yes. I will not go into an old, it's not going to happen. Now, this woman's refused. Now, she was sitting in her lounge room. They've got their cameras on her so they can see how she is and talk to her. But she did not, she is so off her head because of probably the medications that she's on. She doesn't know how to stand up. And so they've been trying to tell her, you need to stand up and go to bed, mother. You've been in the chair all day. And the stress that they're going through, because they may as well, they're in Australia, their mother's in England. Look, if that woman knew what was going to happen to her in the future, if she refused to go to an old folks home, she's just going to lose her faculties, wouldn't you rather just go off into the ether and do the, not quite Soylent Green, I'm not saying that, but go when you're, say, 70-something rather than wait till you're in your 80s where you just lost your faculties, you can't even stand up or you don't even know where you are. This is all thanks to the poisons that we've been push into our diets. We're not eating all these amazing herbs like the Chinese do. You don't hear the Chinese or the Japanese, not the old Japanese, certainly not the Chinese, or the Indians even. They've got, and even the Greeks and the Italians, they have their grandparents in the house for their twilight years. They call it twilight years. That is what it's meant to be. That we're meant to be that way. That the great great grandmother or great grandmother's there, telling the great grandchildren stuff about what it was like growing up, and letting them, encouraging them to learn, and teaching them things about what it was like when they grew up, and feeding them into the next generation, so the grandchildren understand that, things weren't that good and so-and-so was bad and don't believe this and don't believe that. They didn't do this. They lied about that. But no, we've had this horrible thing about setting up old folks' homes, putting our old elderly relatives onto midazolam, what's it called? The one, there's a whole lot of drugs and they're just baffled and they don't know where they are. They've got so much aluminium in their diets, et cetera, et cetera. It's just horrific. And I was watching this poor woman. I was looking at the stress that my client was going through to try and just get her to stand up and go off to her bed. And I was thinking, that's not going to happen to me. Oh, no, 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 no. It's just horrific. Getting old has become a horror story. Yet, back in the day, you had a family that the grandmother came and lived with, and you know, usually the poor old grandfather dies way younger than everyone else. And that's a fact because he had to do so much hard work and, you know, to cope with that hard work, he probably drank and smoked or whatever. But yeah, no, it's just horrific. It is horrific. Getting old is not a privilege. It's a curse these days over here. And look, what can you say? You're listening to Be Told, episode number 46.
Truth Meets is supported by listener donations. You can support us too by going to truthmeets.com and clicking on the donate link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
Good evening. This is Rick on the episode number 46, I do believe. Let's hope it's not 36. I'm going to have to. I'll be booking myself into an old folks home if that's okay. On the 13th, oh my God, of January 2026. And we're talking about whatever we want to talk about on the show. And now, some of my notes I've taken. Now, about this future, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? I mean, all sorts of things could happen. But I do not think, there's one thing that I'm very not convinced about, but they do not want the public waking up and getting angry. They want us to be docile, arguing with each other and wasting our time looking at shorts on YouTube or be on Facebook, watching Stranger Things, blah, 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 blah. They do not want, if say they suddenly switch the grid off, that's going to cause a whole lot of people to get this, not to split apart, is to get together. All of a sudden you go, I better go and check on my neighbour. I want to do this. And I'm telling you now, this happened. I was in Paris in 2003. Yeah. And there was a big building in New York. There was a huge brownout. They call it brownout, but let's just say that brownout is a more political correct way of saying a blackout. There's a train. There's a train in the background. A big blackout. And I was watching, nothing else better to do. And the only thing I could pick up that I could speak English or listen to in the hotel I was staying at in La Gare du Nord, the Gate of the North, was CNN. And there was a huge big story about a blackout going on in New York. And one of the things that I picked up on of the people that were talking, they were saying that everyone started talking to each other when the power went down because there were people trapped in lifts. You can just imagine if the power goes out in the area of New York, there's massive issues. And all of a sudden there was no taxis because everyone was, the taxis were probably so busy and they were having to walk home and they were finding people and helping people and talking to each other. This is what they do not want to happen. So I do not think they're ever going to do a, shut the grid down. Because what it's going to do is going to make all the neighbors start talking to each other. And people have got this inbuilt thing about helping each other. It's in our psyches. It's in our psyches. I do not think they're going to do it. They may do it for a little time, a day, but they will not do it for any longer than that because they're going to get people to talk to each other. And then people that talk to each other will start spreading truth virus that they're frightened of and saying, hang on a minute, this is, could be something to do with this. Could be. They don't want communication with the public. They want us all to be separated and arguing about he's a she, she's a he, nobody died here. No, they want us arguing. They do not want us talking to each other. Once you start, having conversations, it's all bets are off for them. All bits are off. All bits are off. Guaranteed. So I don't think that's going to happen. But I was thinking about that show Jericho the other day, which I watched first couple of episodes of 20-odd years ago, about the grid goes down and all of a sudden there's these huge explosions in the distance and that no one knows what's happening because no one's got ham radios. Well, not many people have ham radios anymore. But if you're taken out of your comfort zone, what are you going to do? How are you going to find out information? Are you going to, do you have a ham radio at hand? No, most of you don't, guaranteed. Do you have batteries for your transistor radios? Yeah, I'd say a certain amount of preparedness is necessary. But the last thing the elites, I'll just call them that, the elites, is us communicating with each other. Because we get close to each other, that 1.5 meters that they don't want us to, well, they did with the COVID thing. Once you start getting close to people, you start having conversations and you start waking up. So I encourage people to go out there and start talking to people and walking around and making conversations. Because this is the secret. The secret is communications. Communicate with each other. Be told, 100%. And that Jericho show, I did enjoy. Because that's what happens, that people in a mess, like say there's a big bushfire somewhere, you'll find neighbours going, you know, taking incredible risks, go and check on Mrs. Neasden across the road and make sure her cats have got out of the house. People, it's human nature to help one another. They do not want that. They want you arguing online. That's what they want. They want you to say that Mike Tyson's a woman and then start arguing with the next person that suggests that he's not, like me. They do not want you getting on with each other. Now, I'm going to go soon, but I will talk about this show. We've got a song we're going to play at the end of this, which I've been on about this for many, many, many years. The band James, which is fairly biblical, and their song Born of Frustration. And I've talked about this before, but I'll just bring it up again. You've got to watch the original movie video of the song. And I'm going to suggest there has never been more esoteric imagery, especially the, I think it's towards three quarters, towards the end, of a dove or a pigeon flying into the north tower of the Twin Towers. This was filmed in released rather in 1991. I don't know who came up with the concept, but every bit of the imagery on that, a great song, absolutely fantastic song. But the lyrics are fantastic, and let's listen to the lyrics. I'm not a big lyric person, but I love the lyrics of that song, "Born of Frustration." And it's very Celtic, the way he sings and uses his, he goes, like the American Indians apparently did. Dave J might have suggested they weren't. But great song. And we're going to end with that on episode number 46 of Bongs, Be Told 2026. But yeah, start talking to people. Start having conversations. Be closer to people. Be, you know, get in their face if you can. You know, this is the secret. Because they're going to try something. We're going into dark days for sure. But they don't have to be dark. You can brighten them up by just talking to people. And not picking flowers, picking leaves of the nice colours. That's my advice. Guaranteed. So Born of Frustration by James from 1991. I'll say 1991, but I think it was probably done a little bit earlier. But thank you very much for listening to Be Told, episode number 46, on the 13th of January, 2026, Be Told. Goodbye, everybody. Actually, I'll do that usual thing I do with the Joel always produces the goods. We're going to go out into a 1, a 2, a 3, right now. Good night, everybody. Bye-bye. Oh,
blame when all the counts is how to change. Stop, stop, talk about who's to blame when all the counts.